Hi, everybody. Cindy Swanson here with you with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday and hope you're looking forward to a fantastic weekend as well. I'm taking part today in a meme called Flashback Friday. It's sponsored by Mocha with Linda. The Flashback Friday is all about, it's Halloween themed, appropriately enough. And I'm really kind of ambivalent about Halloween. I grew up just thinking it was a fun thing. And even though I grew up in a Christian home, we never thought of it as evil. It was just a fun time to dress up and get candy, basically. And I never really heard anything about it being satanic or evil or anything like that until probably I was well into my 20s. And then a lot of Christians began taking a second look at the origins of the holiday and all of that and thinking, should we really be having this holiday, promoting this holiday, which basically had pagan origins and stuff like that. People argue on both sides of the issue. And as I said, I'm kind of ambivalent about it. I'm not offended by Halloween or by people participating in it at all. And of course, when we're home, we definitely have our candy, and I love seeing the cute little kids and what they're dressed up as, and I love seeing what my grandsons are going to be dressed up as, although I'm never with them on Halloween, sadly, but I love seeing pictures of them and how they're dressed up and that sort of thing. And it's definitely, I think for kids, it's all about dressing up and getting candy. And so as I look back on it, I grew up mainly in the 70s, and it was, as I said, even our churches, even the most strict Baptist churches, celebrated Halloween by some kind of party or even a haunted house or a spook trail or stuff like that. So those are my kind of memories of growing up, going to those kind of things. I don't specifically remember things that I dressed up as, and I don't know why. I don't know why I don't have any real memory of what I dressed up as. I don't know, maybe my mom could help me with that or something. I can remember wearing masks and finding them very uncomfortable because they were usually cheap and had that little rubber band that was kind of a pain. And I don't remember what the masks were. One thing I remember is as a little girl going trick-or-treating with my friends in a neighborhood and not worrying at all about being accosted or being, you know, abducted or anything like that. We went by ourselves. Our parents didn't have to come follow us around. It was really considered very safe. I remember even growing up, we were a little squeamish or hesitant to eat anything homemade that we got on the trick-or-treating experience. We wanted basically the wrapped-up store-bought candy and stuff like that, and I think that things like popcorn balls and homemade treats kind of got short shrift because even then, I don't know if it was so much we were suspicious, we just didn't want it. So, what about Halloween parties? She asks, have you ever bobbed for apples or been on a hayride? Oh yeah, lots of hayrides. Been to lots of haunted houses. I've never, you know, I don't know, never got really, really scared on one. Yeah, there were the bowls of grapes that were supposed to be eyeballs and cold spaghetti that was supposed to be brains and all of that sort of thing. And she asks, if you went trick-or-treating, what were the rules both for trick-or-treating and for candy consumption? I don't really remember rules. I think, you know, that was such a trusting time that we were just kind of like, okay, go do your trick-or-treating and come straight home. And candy consumption, my mom really wasn't really strict on stuff like that either. She didn't like put it away or anything. We just ate till we got sick, basically. Did you carve a jack-o'-lantern? Yeah, we carved jack-o'-lanterns. I remember doing that. I remember my mom getting a pumpkin, carving it, and actually using the innards of the pumpkin to make pumpkin pie with. How are your children's experiences similar or different to yours? Well, when my children were really little, this was before it started getting so shunned in Christian circles to do Halloween, and I did take my little guys, Jonathan and Justin, trick-or-treating, but I took them. They didn't go by themselves. I was with them. They dressed up as various different things. One year they were cowboys and they were just adorable. That was before I even had a camera, so I don't even have a picture of that, and they were so cute. My daughter, I remember one year I dressed her up as a cheerleader and she looked adorable. She was so cute. But as the years went by, I kind of backed off from Halloween because I had dear friends that really convinced me that it was not good for Christians to take part in it. Now as I said, I'm ambivalent. I think for most people, it's a fun time. I do think it's gotten a little out of hand as far as just people going crazy with celebrating it. It's almost like some people celebrate it as much or more than they do Christmas, which is Jesus' birth. So that turns me off just a bit, to be honest. I definitely am against Satanism and the occult. I think Christians should have no part in that. But dressing up, getting candy, you know, I think it's great what a lot of churches are doing, how they're having hallelujah festivals or trunk or treat where they just open up their car trunks and kids come around and do that. Not only because it's not celebrating the occultic ties of Halloween, but also because it's safety. It's a safe environment. And unfortunately, in this day and age, that's what our kids have to have, which is kind of sad that it's gotten that bad. And the most important question, she says, do you like candy corn? What is your favorite and least favorite Halloween candy? Well, I, as I've said before, love those little orange mellow cream pumpkins, and I have to kind of avoid them as much as possible, or I will get out of hand in my eating of them. I don't really consider the chocolate, you know, like the things we have all year round, is specifically Halloween candy. I do like candy corn, but I like even more the little pumpkins. The worst Halloween candy, the worst, is those things that came in little orange and brown wrappers, and they were kind of like toffee-ish, kind of weird. Did not like them. And I also don't like those things that are shaped like big peanuts that are kind of foamy and ew. Never liked those. Those never got eaten in my candy bag or in my children's. So I don't know why people even bother to give them out. That's my Halloween thoughts. Again, Halloween, not my favorite holiday, not one I go berserk decorating for or anything, but I do give out candy, and I think my little grandkids look adorable in their Halloween costumes. Have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed this. If you want to take part in this meme, go to mochawithlinda.blogspot.com. And I'll see you again next time in the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. Bye.